Mr. Beat presents
Supreme Court Briefs.
Jackson, Mississippi, March 19th, 2018. The Mississippi State Legislature passes a controversial law called the Gestational Age Act, which banned all abortions after the first 15 weeks of pregnancy, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the pregnant woman. After Mississippi's governor at the time, Phil Bryant, signed the bill into law, he said, quote, "We'll probably be sued here in about a half hour, and that'll be fine with me. It is worth fighting over." Bryant and others who supported the Gestational Age Act, of course, had the true goal of banning abortion and supported this law because they knew it would be challenged and hopefully be appealed all the way to the Supreme Court. Sure enough, within 24 hours after the Gestational Age Act passed, Jackson Women's Health Organization sued Mississippi, specifically Sachin Carr Ellis, a doctor at Jackson Women's Health Organization, sued state officials Thomas Dobbs of the Mississippi State Department of Health and Kenneth Cleveland, the executive director of the Mississippi State Board of Medical Licensure. Jackson's Women's Health Organization was Mississippi's only abortion clinic and was already underfunded. In the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Mississippi, lawyers representing Jackson Women's Health Organization said that the Supreme Court decisions of Roe v. Wade and Casey v. Planned Parenthood had long established that abortion was a right protected under the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause. In addition, their lawyers argued that the Gestational Age Act went against a woman's right to privacy, as implied through the 9th Amendment. And finally, they argued that Mississippi attempting to ban abortions before the age of viability, or the age when the fetus could survive outside of the womb on its own, was also unconstitutional as established in the Casey decision. Typically, a fetus is not able to survive outside the womb until their age is at least 23 weeks. District Judge Carlton Reeves sided with Jackson Women's Health Organization, stating that the Gestational Age Act was unconstitutional and Mississippi had, quote, "no legitimate state interest strong enough prior to viability to justify a ban on abortions." Reeves ordered Mississippi to not enforce the law. Mississippi appealed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, but it agreed with the lower court. In that decision, Senior Judge Patrick Higginbotham wrote, quote, "In an unbroken line dating to Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court's abortion cases have established and affirmed and reaffirmed a woman's right to choose an abortion before viability. States may regulate abortion procedures prior to viability so long as they do not impose an undue burden on the woman's right, but they may not ban abortions." Mississippi appealed again, this time to the Supreme Court, with the goal of overturning both Roe v. Wade and Casey v. Planned Parenthood, which was its original plan all along. Am I right? In its request for the Supreme Court, the state said that a fetus can detect pain and respond to it at 10 to 12 weeks gestational age, and that the viability standard needed to be updated. After the court agreed to hear the case on May 17th, 2021, quote, "pro-choice advocates or those who supported abortion rights got pretty nervous since six seemingly socially conservative justices now sat on the bench. While none of them had explicitly said they would overturn the Roe and Casey decisions, millions of Americans had voted for socially conservative presidents for decades to get justices in the Supreme Court that would do just that." The court heard oral arguments on December 1st, 2021. Arguing for Mississippi, Scott Stewart argued that the Constitution doesn't explicitly guarantee a right to abortion. He added that the Roe and Casey decisions should be overturned since fetal research has revealed new discoveries. Arguing for Jackson Women's Health Organization, U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar said the Roe and Casey decisions should not be overturned because the court, quote, has never revoked a right that is so fundamental to so many Americans and so central to their ability to participate fully and equally in society. On May 2nd, 2022, Politico released a draft of a majority opinion by Justice Samuel Alito that revealed the justices had sided with Mississippi. Well, this immediately created media fanfare and protests around the country. This leak of a draft decision was unprecedented, in fact, and definitely upset most of the Supreme Court justices, who have traditionally been proud of their ability to keep decisions under wraps until the right moment. As of the time of the recording of this video, we still don't know who leaked the draft. The big question the court had to consider in this case? Well, pretty simple really. Was Mississippi's Gestational Age Act unconstitutional? The court said no. On June 24th, 2022, it announced it had sided with Dobbs and Mississippi. And yep, it was 6-3. Not only did the court say that Mississippi's Gestational Age Act was constitutional, but it said that the Constitution does not guarantee a right to abortion. Justice Samuel Alito, who indeed wrote the majority opinion, used the Supreme Court decision Washington v. Glucksberg as precedent to back up this decision, writing, quote, the Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision. This was a pretty big freaking deal, because by deciding this way, the court overruled both Planned Parenthood v. Casey and Roe v. Wade. This decision caused several state legislatures to immediately pass laws to either severely limit or even outright ban all abortions. In fact, some states had passed laws already that did, because they anticipated this decision. At the time of the making of this video, at least 20 states have banned abortion or heavily restricted it. Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, as you can imagine, is an extremely controversial decision. According to one poll, 62% of Americans disapproved of how the court decided. Not only that, the decision has rejuvenated the pro-choice movement ever since. In the 2022 midterm elections, millions of Americans showed up to the polls specifically motivated to vote against those who wanted to ban or severely limit abortion. The Dobbs decision revealed one thing for sure. The abortion debate isn't going to cool off anytime soon. I'll see you for the next Supreme Court case, jury. Well, I don't have a sponsor for this video, but I have a ton of stuff to promote. First of all, I am MrBeat.com is my website. Check it out. Second, my videos are now on Spotify, so if you're over there, find me there. Third, I wrote a book about the Supreme Court that features the 100 most important Supreme Court cases in American history, in my opinion. So the link for this is in the description if you want to purchase maybe a last-minute Christmas gift. I know it's very last minute. Speaking of a last minute Christmas gifts, another possibility is this beautiful poster by Useful Charts, Timeline of US History, which this is the mega size, but behind me here is the more regular size that's hanging up in my studio. What's cool about this latest version is that I helped update it. That's right, this is a collaboration. So get the updated Timeline of US History Useful Chart. A link is also for that in the description. And now it's time for me to give a shout out to all my Patreon supporters who donate at least $15 or more each month to my channel, starting alphabetically with my biggest supporters. Thank you to Alicia Solberg, Andrew B., Anthony Beckett, Austin Ceros, Brennan Fletcher, Carissa Ledesma, Chris McKinnon, Chums McGuffey, Clayton Carlisle, Corey Ryman, Elias Pierce, Empty Machine, Jeremy Dunham, Jesus Carrillo, Joe Cook, Little Lupa, Mater Tenenbaum, Nicholas Dronsky, Nick Everett, Pat Iapica, Patrick Stewart, Ralph W.K., Raquel Jones, Robin Tully, Sean Connett, Zachary Pascalar, Alan Himes, Adam Christians, Aditya Anand, Andrew Snyder, Emily Glover Wilson, Fame and Fortune Guaranteed in the State of Kentucky, Grant Gugaza, Jack L., Jacob Birnbaum, Josh, Michael Burt, Naderade, Nathan Hale, Ralph, Salty, Steve Bryan, TC, Ty Marwitz, Victor McLean, and Zachary F. Parker. Thank you to all my Patreon supporters and channel members. And thank you for staying curious.